Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan broadcasting live from the Schnucks in Arnold. Andy Strickland, Charles Tuna Edwards, Martin Kilcoin will be here in a couple of minutes. Charlie is the only person I know who is in tears as Stan Kroenke accepted the trophy for the NFC Championship. So you're at a party and you're starting to well up as you see it?
No, I was actually watching the game with a friend of mine, and when he walked up on the podium or walked up on the stage, and of course, Bradshaw, I heard, called him the wrong name. What do you call him?
He called him Dan.
Dan Kroenke?
Dan Kroenke. And a tear came to my eye because I knew what he's been through as an owner, what it took for him to get this team. I like people like Kroenke. People don't like him in this town. What if they would like him if the team was still here? Would they like him if the team was still here and we were going to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, see?
Absolutely. If he would have been loyal to the fans.
What point did you think you just proved there? I don't understand what.
I mean, this city, they didn't like him when he was here because they said they never saw him at games. John Shaw, you know, a lot of presidents and owners don't live in the same city that their team is in. Frank, you know that. I think
Carter Policy lives in San Francisco?
No.
He was there during the season. He didn't live in Cleveland during the season. No, you're thinking of DeBartolo, the owner. But Policy, the day-to-day operations was in San Francisco.
And Jay Zickman was part of the running of the organization as well now.
Yeah, but you would admit that part of the chaos that they had is that John was not there saying, March, you only go so far. And well, Jay, you handle this. Mike, you handle this. Charlie, you handle this. And with Shaw in L.A., none of that's happened.
Well, what it broke apart is when Jay and March were best friends. When they started feuding, that's when the team went downhill.
Yeah, and nobody knew who could run what.
Right.
That was part of the end. All right,
but they brought us two Super Bowls, folks, while they were here. No one else has done that.
It was absolutely tremendous, no doubt about it. All right, speaking of bringing franchises to St. Louis, what did you guys think of the story this week that Sacramento has a billionaire owner, a guy that Mr. Burkle, who also owns part of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and now Sacramento moving up the ranks in terms of getting an MLS team, maybe ahead of St. Louis for that 28th team?
You know, I mean, there's been so much energy and time spent towards getting the team here. It'd be a shame if all of a sudden they didn't get one. I still don't see a situation where a league would turn away enterprise money. I mean, that's a, you know, pretty difficult thing to do when you get an ownership group like that with those type of pockets and the type of commitment that they've shown. But nothing would ever surprise me, Frank. I've never thought it was a slam dunk.
It's a good point,
Andy. I thought
Andy.
There was a little bit of a premature celebration going on here in St. Louis. I think they've done a great job behind the scenes to check all the boxes that they need to check to do what they have to do to submit the application and to appease the league and to show that St. Louis is a quality market for a team and would be a good fit. But there's a lot of other markets that are doing the same thing, and sometimes we forget about that.
One more thought on that. I was with Jim Cavanaugh last night, and all I can say is he said, we welcome this competition. We feel really good about what we're doing. So maybe he knows something, and he's talking to the league all the time, so we'll find out.
Well, they've always seemed very confident.
Yeah.
You know, always seemed very confident.
All right, let's welcome to the program, back from high-level meetings at Fox 2, the one and only Martin Kilcoin.
By the way, how you doing? My guy. I got a Muriel too now.
I think Charlie has aged just in the past week. Because I get lost all the time. I'll call Hoffman. I'm a block away. But this particular Schnucks
was a shop and save.
Well, but it was also on Water Tower Place Drive.
It's Plaza.
It's underneath the Water Tower. Whenever you travel, people will give you a local landmark that you can look. It's right under the Water Tower.
Why didn't look at his text?
You cannot miss it.
I got a Muriel, too.
You cannot miss it, okay?
All right.
He's showing me his mural because Earl Austin has a picture of
him. We got him the same time.
On the wall. It is
Charlie.
Really cool. Charlie Marlowe went up and shot video yesterday. It is pretty cool. Arthur Ashe, Earl Austin, yourself, prominent African Americans in an area off a of page.
You right. showed that to
Miles
me
Davis
a year or two
Miles
ago.
Miles Davis is there. A lot of prominent Afro-American dignitaries have their pictures painted.
What's the likeness, Frank? Did you get a look at this? Because sometimes people will get a statue done or a bobblehead and will say, God, that doesn't.
Yeah, he looks a little much too young, much too thin, and much too handsome in the
correct.
Mural. Yeah.
The women drove by the building and just started drooling. The cops had to come. Ladies, you got to leave now. It's just a mural. You got to leave.
You know, last night I did a commentary about why do we hate Tom Brady? Like, everybody hates the guy. He goes to visit Patrick Mahomes. Everybody makes fun of him. So in the closing sentences, I said, what's to hate? He's got the supermodel wife, 5 trophies.
Oh, yeah.
Other than me, people say he's one of the better-looking people in the world. And the anchor ladies, Sandy and Shirley, just belted out, started laughing out loud. And I said, okay, well, it's kind of funny, but it's not.
I saw that.
Is it that funny? Apparently.
I don't
know. Very hurtful.
I like Brady.
Because he all he does is win.
And yeah, people, and plus he's a great teammate. And
Matt
Rock takes
is like,
less money.
Matt Rock is he's a big nerd. I'm like, what kind of nerd's married to a supermodel? He does some fashion, takes some fashion risks, I guess.
Then he said hello to his wife after they won the game.
Yeah,
Sunday.
That was cool.
What do you want? He's a family guy.
Yeah.
What's not to like? The deflated football.
I wonder if you got any negative response from that yet.
Rooting for the Patriots?
No, I'm saying nice things about Brady.
Brady. No, I think because they're playing the Rams. I did see a former Rams employee the other day. I was going into the DMV. Hadn't seen this person in years. And he said, it took the Patriots being the opponent for me to actually root for Kroenke and the Rams.
I know who that guy was, too. Because I saw the guy. I knew exactly
how about
who
initials?
It was.
Why don't you just say who it
initials?
Is it that bad?
What are you? Did you say white guy?
No.
Is that what you said?
Hey, listen.
Let's talk about
it. Really doesn't
later.
Narrow it down with the Rams. Yeah.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Jim, he's produced this.
I love Tom Brady, and it didn't take.
You got a scarf? That's kind of Brady-esque.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of.
Tom Brady is the greatest. The greatest.
That's kind of.
Oh my God!
Look at you. You got a scarf on today.
Okay. Hey,
with your
turtleneck, that is.
I got a scarf on.
Way too tight.
Can you wrap
on your
it around
neck?
My neck, Junior?
Okay. Oh my God!
Frank, every Friday at 11:10, you say to yourself, "What have I done with my life? With my Fridays?"
I feel like Jim Gray interviewing the boxer.
This interview is over. Can we get a clip of that, Hoffman, every week?
See,
Frank,
I'm not one of those.
Give you the look that says, this interview is over.
I'm not one of those that looks at it like that just cannot turn the page, can't get over it. I mean, it didn't take this game for all of a sudden to appreciate greatness. Tom Brady's the greatest that's ever done it, man. He is incredible. And the fact that he does it every single year, we'll never see anyone
and
ever
Chuck,
do this
would you
again,
agree he is
ever.
The greatest period, not player, not just quarterback, greatest player ever.
No, he's the greatest clutch player, quarterback. Oh, he's not the greatest player ever. Jerry Rice and those guys.
Okay,
Jerry
so Rice, if you were starting a franchise, you would start it with Jerry Rice instead of Tom Brady.
Depends on the team.
And no.
Tom Brady
we're starting a franchise. You don't have a team.
I don't know.
What city am I in? Who cares?
You can't pick a wide receiver
because
he touches it 9 times a game.
Only time I would pick Tom Brady depends on who the coach is.
I would start my franchise with Bill Belichick.
Thank you.
I'd start with Bill Belichick.
I'd go with the coach first.
Wait a minute. You would take Belichick ahead of Brady.
I would.
Yes.
The Belichick who was under 500 before he ran into Brady.
I would.
The Belichick who won 1 playoff game in his career before he met Brady.
I would take Belichick and then Brady.
I would need them both too.
That's a package deal. It's a package
would
deal.
Would Brady be this good with
that
another coach?
The question.
Would Brady be this good with Andy Reid? We never know,
but I doubt it. He wouldn't.
But I think your first pick
wouldn't
be Jerry Rice because he's a wide receiver.
My first pick would be a
quarterback. Correct.
And it wouldn't be Tom Brady.
Wait, who would the quarterback be then?
Doug Williams?
Mark Bulger?
Probably a
John Unitas.
John Unitas or Roger Staubach.
Oh, my God. Can we go, in modern times?
Those are great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Give me a
Unitas is
like
in my top five.
Yeah, the
and top five worst interviews, top five.
Yeah. In fact, there's a book out trashing it's Unitas Shula relationship and just trashing Unitas about what a horrible guy he was.
But he was a hell of a leader.
He was.
Oh, he would throw touchdown passes and run off the field while the ball was in the air.
47 straight games touchdown pass.
That's right.
All right, how about some questions for the slop here? You ready to tee this up?
They play the cover two back then?
Let's do this. Brought to you by Greenville University. Oh. What is it, 7 or 8 for the slop?
Time to tee up the hot
show
topics.
Killer.
It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
In honor of Chris Bryant, tell me the major league city that you think is the most boring. If you're a big league ball player and you're on the road.
Oh, we haven't even talked about that.
We haven't talked about that.
Let's get to that topic here.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, I thought we hated that. First off,
I think he was right on.
I think
if you're a young man, if you're a young millionaire, single, why would you want to live in St. Louis, Missouri? It's boring. There's nothing to do. We go to the same damn restaurant. In the summertime, you got
you
only
do.
One
you
thing
go to the
do.
Same one every week.
Hold on. If
most people have a little variety in their
because
restaurant.
Because there ain't nothing to do here. Hold on a minute.
All right.
If you're young and a millionaire, why would you want to live
scary.
Here? There's nothing to do. Now, if you're married with a family.
Why do you steal?
I think it's a great
everything
I great
tell Charlie throughout the week, he comes out and uses
his own
words.
I already thought about
if
it.
If people could record our conversations.
What, hold on a minute.
And then he uses it in his own
you
words.
You have a scarf around your neck. Chill. All right.
Oh, my God.
If you're, married with a family, this is a great place to live.
I think you're scaring the Patriots, okay?
I think he
calm
is,
down.
Too.
Calm down. Sorry about that. But
calm down.
It's already a risk having him and Arnold.
If you're young, a millionaire, why would you want to come here? There's
well, he wasn't being recruited here. He was having a little fun. And Yadier
which
Molina.
Which I think is good.
But Yadier Molina, that's who he is.
Oh, he sounds like a child, too.
He's
like
feisty.
A baby. Shut up, Yadier. I'm feisty. Talking like talking like a baby.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You have a problem with Yadier defending his baseball
city? He should have just shut up and said nothing. Come on, man. You know what the guy was doing.
He's defending his town.
Oh, my goodness. Where's he at right now? Where's he at?
Miami.
He's in Florida. Thank you for a case closed.
Hey, that night, and I ran into several Cardinal players at the Blues game.
That's right. Strick was buzzing and breaking news
with Dexter Fowler.
Tell
them who you ran
Dexter
into.
Fowler, Paul DeJong. We actually had Paul DeJong on the broadcast on the Blues game.
Oh.
But hanging out in that suite, these guys were not offended. They weren't upset. They weren't ready to go find Chris Bryant and, you know, looking to have a street fight. I mean, people are crazy when they say they hope Chris Bryant takes one on the side of the head, you know, a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. But if anything, this will add to some intrigue. I thought this rivalry between the Cubs and the Cardinals has lost a little luster, lost a little juice the last couple of years. This will add some.
Not having Tony because
not having Tony.
He needs to stir it
so
up.
This will at least add some intrigue when these two teams square off against one another for the first time this year. There's nothing wrong with
Frank,
that.
If you were a big leaguer, what city do you think you'd least want to go to? Because there's a lot of great cities. New York, L.A., Chicago, Miami, of course.
Yeah.
Denver's great. I'm not a big Houston fan, even though it's a big town.
Cincinnati. St. Louis will be high on that list for a lot of people.
For sure.
Yes.
Minnesota, maybe.
No,
Detroit.
Great town. Love Minnesota. Detroit, for
there's
sure.
There's more to do in Houston than
wait a minute.
St. Louis.
Are you talking about cities you don't want to be
yeah,
in?
Yeah, you're a player.
Why would you say, I don't think St. Louis would be high if you're a baseball player. I think you'd want to be
so
here.
So forget the city and the town.
No.
Frank,
something to do when you're not playing ball.
Frank,
what can you do?
Oh, it doesn't equal San Francisco or Los
Angeles. I don't want to say it's secondary, but, you know, these guys, the problem is, in my opinion, is that a lot of these teams that come into St. Louis, they stay at the wrong hotel. They stay downtown, and we see this with hockey teams too. The teams that stay out at the Ritz and Clayton, where there's a lot of restaurants and places to walk, they tend to enjoy St. Louis and have a better feel of the city than those who stay downtown where
well,
you really don't have a whole
out there
lot to go.
To walk to at late night.
Where?
It's Bar Napoli. That's the only place.
No, there's a lot of places.
No,
Clayton,
Bar
Napoli.
There's only a few places to
oh,
go.
Tony.
Where you're young, where they got music.
Capital Girl stays
Pastoria.
Open.
They don't have a bar and a band, a music. DJs in there all the time.
They don't want all that, man.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. They want to go to where they can meet a Fraulein, where they can meet a beautiful lady. You can't do that anywhere in St. Louis. Late at night. That's
a beautiful lady.
Good. Beautiful.
Charlie, they just want to go out and have dinner after a game.
There's
man.
A beautiful
no,
lady right
want,
there, Charlie.
Want,
and hang out.
Loved, how are you? How are you? What's
what
your
you,
name?
I'm mean,
Anna.
Like,
oh. Angie, I'm Charlie. Nice
it's
to meet you.
It's always a good sign when you're like, hey, you're a lovely lady. What's
I mean,
your
this
name?
Is coming from a guy that hangs out at Brio. What do you know about having fun at night? Nothing.
I'm the older guy.
Yeah.
That's what
you're admitting your age now.
It's for older people that are either married, divorced, or on a sinking ship. But if you're young,
all I'm saying is
and make money, you don't want to be here.
All I'm saying is teams
go to Snooks and watch what the people come in the door.
All I'm saying is teams that stay
downtown. What happened to you? Did your Rams check? Did your Rams check bounce this week?
I think so. Teams that stay downtown have a different feel of the city.
That's
all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Teams that stay in Clayton.
Pop.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, downtown is brutal.
What are you going to do? You stay at the Westin downtown? I mean, great hotel, don't get me wrong. I mean, we love the Westin. But there's not a whole lot to do
around
there.
You're afraid to go downtown, correct, Charlie?
Oh, I'll go anywhere except at night. important.
But you're afraid to go downtown tonight.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. My family, my brother, is just, he crucifies me when I say that. He said, that's terrible to say.
It is terrible.
Can we meet your brother? Would you bring him next week?
You are
so soft. Can we meet your brother? I would like to meet your brother.
Sure. He's the one, he worked for Homeland Security and was a city cop for 20 years. I'll bring him to the show.
Oh, wouldn't it be kind of neat to get some
insight? Yeah, I bet he's kind of normal.
No,
he doesn't talk. He doesn't say much.
No, he's not normal.
He doesn't say much. But, you know, Charlie, you are just so soft, man. You're such a small closet thinker. For a guy who hasn't left St. Louis in the last 30 years, man. You have no idea what even goes on.
Literally.
In other
not
cities.
Even on a flight.
No, he doesn't go anywhere.
Good.
When's the last time you've been on a plane, dude?
Good.
Well, doesn't the Senior Center pick you up here in about 10
for a window
minutes?
Seminar.
Won't the shuttle bus be here from the Senior Center?
He would be on, he'd be on time if he took the
it this was guy, a Porsche this guy went,
bus. He it went, was a, is it a Porsche shuttle bus?
He went to Cincinnati a couple years ago for training on how to sell windows. That's the only time you've been out of town in the last, like, 30 years.
More excited
dull,
about.
Dull town. It's dull. All you got the Cardinals and the Muni. That's it.
What about the Blues?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's okay, but that's in the wintertime. I'm talking about summertime. What is there to do here major besides the Cardinals and the Muni?
What are you most excited about this weekend? Is it a sporting event?
I'm going to Arizona, actually.
You're going to Flagstaff.
He's leaving town.
Wait, you're not going to drive to Wisconsin to watch some junior
league
tournament?
No.
See what I mean?
I may go watch ASU play a game, although they're not at home. We got a St. Louis kid who plays for them. Good kid. Mr. Wilson. But we'll be I'll be up in the mountains, man. Can't wait.
Will you be tuning in to the NHL All-Star Game? Did anybody know it was on Saturday
night
instead of Sunday?
It's in St. Louis next year, you know.
Yeah. I know. A lot of buzz. We're almost on the clock.
They've got the skills competition tonight, right? So we'll watch the skills competition.
We will?
I like the skills competition. The 3-on-3 format doesn't bother me a whole lot.
Raise your hand if you plan on watching the skills competition.
Charlie? There we go. Gentlemen here. Frank, you're most excited about the game at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
1 o'clock,
if I had to guess,
Davidson,
right?
Yeah, going to be a sellout.
You know, I would have gone to that game. Somebody sent me a text. I was going to go to that game, and I can't make it because I'll be out of town. But I will make it to a SLU game soon. We don't even talk about them losing to Duquesne
who
on
cares?
The road, man.
Who
I mean,
cares? Right? I hate to say it.
Duquesne. Wow. Exactly.
What do you care about?
Nobody cares.
That's incredible.
No, I care more. They
lost
care
to
more
a team that's 5-1 in the conference.
Duquesne.
Oh, well,
that
is
maybe
horrible.
They should stay in the A-10. Oh. Maybe they need to go
God,
to the maybe the A-10's too tough.
You lost a conference road game. Oh, my goodness.
Who did they lose to?
But they should fire the
we
coach.
Lost to Duquesne.
Martin, you think they'll be firing the coach? Because they
probably.
Yeah.
I already said last week Blake Ahern's the next head coach of St. Louis University of basketball.
14-5.
When that
God.
Happens.
It's terrible.
My staff, I got people on my staff very close to him. And he wants to come here and coach.
Okie dokie.
So.
Did we answer your question yet?
But you
no,
cannot
I,
be.
I'm,
you cannot
I'm about
be going
to look
on the road.
Put us out.
Give that sign, like the cut sign.
You cannot be going on the road and losing
can
to Duquesne.
Can you get them out?
Power outage.
Oh my God.
No, I know why Charlie Marlin doesn't
their
want
first,
to come on with
no,
us.
They're 5-1 in the conference too, right?
Yeah, they are.
All right, you guys Duquesne. Are me. Yeah. You're at home the other day. My wife's unpacking some items she bought, and one of the items she bought is a 3-pack of something called Poo-Pourri. It's a bathroom scent that you can use.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Should I take that personal? Like Charlie Marlowe's wife gave him a scale for Christmas.
Oh.
My wife went
really?
Shopping
that's
and
like
bought
like
some
a scent.
She's a wide body.
Vacuum cleaner.
She bought fresh scent for the bathroom. She said, here, you might want to use this.
You know what
should I be a little offended?
I think definitely.
Yeah.
A lot offended?
She didn't give it to the puppy.
I don't want to be offended. I just clearly she's sending a message.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's gross.
What does the commercial on TV say? You stink.
All right, you are Roger Goodell. Will you respond to Benjamin Watson, the Saints tight end, highly respected?
I think
he tweeted out and said, your silence.
Doesn't Roger Goodell automatically always have a State of the League address
at
the
Super
Bowl?
So
he'll have to answer those questions.
That's where Jim Thomas used to get one question.
He should have addressed it all this week.
He should have done it the next day. That's so stupid. Yeah, it's typical Goodell.
All right, your second half.
What do you want him to say?
So we blew it. He could just come out and say it. I mean, why wait 7 days?
The official said we blew
it. It's the hottest story in the sports world.
The official
said
he blew
it. Not just the United States, but the world. Yeah.
We blew it.
He was busy licking Stan's boots. That's what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. They was.
Yes.
Don't make me cry.
How about that, Martin? He was crying when Stan got the trophy.
Oh, man. I just. It was.
Another reason to love Charlie Tuna.
And another sign of dementia.
I sent Frank and Martin a text and Brian a picture of Stan in a Super Bowl trophy. Did you get that? I never heard from either one of you guys.
Yeah, I did get it, yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
No response.
There was nothing to say.
Yay.
We know your blueprint at this point. Blues second half. Do they make the playoffs?
That's the question.
Yes, that's the question.
Wow. All right, Charlie, put your clock on. See how long it takes him to say yes or no here.
And I like Craig Berube. He seems like a good guy, good hockey guy.
They've been talking
about how they've had like kind of a little bit of bump here. But overall, he is 15-13-2. That's not exactly
what we talked about it earlier in the show. I mean, whether or not he'd be the coach next year. If they make the playoffs, he's the coach. If they don't make the playoffs, I believe they'll have a new coach next year.
What if they make the playoffs, lose in the first round, does he get the job over Quenneville?
If Joe Quenneville wants the job,
Andy phrased
it doesn't matter.
Different story. He wants the job.
So they go to the conference final, Hugh still gets the job.
Craig Berube could win every game the rest of the year. If Joe Quenneville wants the job here, I feel like
he'll
have a good chance of getting it.
Are you
the Blues
wavering
have 33 games left in the season, okay? And if you can believe it, 89 points could maybe get you in this year, which would require this team to go 20-13 down the road. Now, can they go 7 games over 500? They're still a little too inconsistent for me right now. When you look at them losing to L.A., you can't lose teams behind you in the standings. That's one of the worst losses of the year. But I'm going to go ahead and say yes. You look at the teams that are ahead of them, that
Frank,
are out
you still
of the
got
playoffs,
your stopwatch going?
That are out of the playoffs. They're better than Vancouver. Better than Edmonton.
So you did say yes.
Will you answer the question?
They will get in, yes.
Yes.
2 minutes and 45 seconds.
We're almost out of time.
Yes.
You know what, Frank? I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it's kind of the do factor. Like, they haven't. They're due to kind of put it together.
But they got
to
go. They got to go 8-9 games over 500, maybe 7. I mean, but you got to go 8-9, 10 games.
And I've been
over
a Blues wet blanket for a while, so this is not this is a shocker here.
But you know, keep riding the kid in goal too. He's not really a kid. He's 25.
Everyone treats
him like a kid. This guy is due.
Does he really have a big chip on his shoulder? You think?
Oh,
is
he's
that
got a
accurate?
Major chip on his shoulder.
Is that good or bad?
That's why everyone, you know, listen. People say, well, he's quiet in interviews, whatever. No, but that's outside. That's just noise. Nobody cares about how he does in interviews. Can he stop the puck? That's all that matters. And this guy can stop the puck. He's 25. He was the OHL goaltender of the year. Won an OHL championship. Won best goaltender at the Memorial Cup, the biggest junior hockey tournament up
in Canada.
You
know what? Frank and I were there.
An American Hockey League All-Star. This guy has proven that he can stop the puck. He can stop the puck.
How much time do we have?
Can I ask Charlie, our last question will be.
He sat on the bench for weeks.
You're very tight with the Rams, right? Kroenke?
Somewhat.
Well, I was going to say, how come you haven't been invited to the Super Bowl?
Kroenke doesn't even know this
guy. Because
he
can't get on a plane.
Okay?
Yeah, plane.
Please.
I don't think you're making
my sister
Christmas list.
Every year, my sister gets tickets through John Shaw. Of course, she buys them. So, no, I'm not going to the Super Bowl probably, but
your sister goes every year to the Super Bowl?
Pretty much every year.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That is not a place I'd like to be. I love watching it.
After the second quarter, you're really ready to go and go to a party or somewhere
else. It's just so much better to watch it at home if you're really into the game.
That's right.
Right. So. The parties are better. But
all right, boys.
What would
really
Jim Gray say, Frank? This interview is over.
Thank you so much.
See how they do us?
I know.
They treat us like rugby
players. Hey, listen, you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks for having us on, Frank.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Look forward to listening to it on my drive.
Are we going to be back?
Hockey Sense comes your way at 4 o'clock.
How unbearable
are
you going to be back tonight?
Night Horse.
Hey, I'm on today.
Mark Savard.
By the way, I'm on every night, Monday through Thursday night from 7 to 9. Greatest music, great interviews. Listen to the show. And every Thursday night, I'm on a tuna tour. They should see my tuna tour list. It's incredible.
Where were you last night?
I was in St. Anne's at
Dr. Rick there with you?
Pardon me, Dr. Rick.
Yeah.
Listen,
Dr. Rick came out there?
He comes to all my remarks.
I had to send Charlie.
Thursday night is part of Dr. Rick.
I had to send Charlie a text.
He likes coming hanging out with the brothers.
I had to send Charlie a text. I was listening to one of his shows last week. I was at the station. It was the most boring show I had ever heard.
Have you ever listened to your show?
It was so bad. It was so bad.
Have you listened to your show?
It was terrible.
They're talking about paint
dry. They're talking about bleach and all. I'm like, what are they talking? It was so bad. I sent him a text. I said, boring.
Have you listened to any show today at 4 o'clock? Folks, if you're doing something,
if you want
to go to Soulard Market, now's the time to go.
Promoting the product at all times amongst each other.
And they eventually
we'll take a break.
They ruin
it right back to your show.
John Hadley's behind you.